Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go uptown to Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. So this is my first time listening to this program, and
really?
I have some questions.
Wait, so you're not only a first-time listener, but you're a first-time caller, obviously?
First-time caller.
Oh, we got to give you a little treatment here. You know, we recognize all the first-time callers, all those people who have been listening, and they finally decided one day that they were going to call the show. But you're a brand-new listener. I welcome you to our show. I hope you find it entertaining.
I am thus far. Very, very. And thank you for the theme music.
Sure.
So here's my question. I'm hearing a lot of complaints, comments, you know, a little bit of whining sprinkled in. So my question is for you. All right. Why is it like that? And what's the solution? I'm hearing about crime in different parts of the city. And I just recently heard the East. You know, and my question is, what's the solution, and what do you think we should do about it, and why is it like that, in your opinion?
Okay. We talk about this a lot, and a lot of people already know what my answer is going to be, but I'm happy to talk to you about it, and there are people who may be hearing it for the first time. There's a long-range solution, and then in the short range, well, first of all, let's start with why. And over time, Jonathan, it's unfortunate that compassion in our society has allowed criminals to be pandered to. There's a perception of more attention paid to the criminal than to the victim. And we even have a district attorney, Jason Williams, who ran on the idea that I'm not going to try juveniles as adults. But one of the first cases that he had to take once taking office involved a 15-year-old and a 14-year-old, and it was a woman, and it was a gun, and it was a car. And he said, I'm trying these as adults. I'm glad he broke that campaign promise. And I think that there is this perception in society that we can get away with it. This doesn't happen in Jefferson Parish. It doesn't happen in St. Bernard or St. Tammany Parish. It happens in New Orleans. And it's because criminals have been coddled for too long. So we need to do more to stop them. And right now we've got the DA and the police chief pointing fingers at each other. They need to work together. The police chief says, we're arresting the same people over and over again. You're not doing your job. You're not putting them away. There are judges that let people out right away. And the few people, and it's few relative to the overall population, but the few people who are involved in the criminal behavior, it's large enough to make them a menace. But that group, they know what's going on, and they know that nothing really bad's going to happen to them. And so that's what needs to change. There needs to be consequences for negative behavior. Parents should have taught this at the very beginning of their child's life, and too many didn't. And at some point, it's too late to teach them without just having consequences for negative behavior. And I mean, the consequences need to be severe enough. And I'm not talking about torture, but the consequences need severe enough so young people don't even think about committing a crime. It's nothing to carjack a car. I'm not going to get in trouble if I do it. So why not do it? And they do it. And they do it over and over again. That's just one example. The other long-range issue is there needs to be shame placed on the idea of having children as a career choice. There's a story in the news right now about a 15-year-old girl. This is in St. Charles Parish, but a 15-year-old girl and her 3-month-old baby are missing. I hope they find them. But there's something wrong with a 15-year-old girl having a 3-month-old baby. And the problem is the 15-year-old girl's not going to have that one baby. In many cases, they're going to have multiple babies. And so if you're not raising your children, if children are having children, this is something that, you know, in some communities, it's kind of shameful to do that. It's not about race. It's about lifestyle. It's about human behavior, which, you know, we talk about all the time on this show. And I can't tell you everything about me and everything about the show and, you know, one phone call. But I hope that you will listen long enough to figure out, you know, who I am and where I'm coming from with a lot of these things. But, you know, there needs to be integrity. There needs to be a sense of more morality. Like, okay, we've got to try to do the right thing. And that also means parents not having sex in front of their kids. And we know it happens. And kids learn from their parents. When a young person picks up a gun, they know exactly what to do with it because they've seen their parents handle guns in the house. And so often the kids end up shooting themselves or shooting somebody else. But they know what to do with the gun because openly guns are handled in the house without any direction. So these are all of the problems that have led us to where we are.
So school, think big picture, okay?
Yeah.
You said you've been a New Orleans native for how long? You said you was born and raised there, right?
Yeah.
So when I posed the question why, I wasn't primarily focusing on the past year or two or what's, you know, I'm talking about as a whole.
Well, everything okay. That I mentioned is goes way back. It goes back generation after generation.
So, okay.
But it has gotten worse. Jonathan, look, I was here in 94, 95, and 96. And I remember those years. And those were years where we had, like, I think one year there was 395 murders. So the murder rate's always been, but the casual carjackings is something that's new and it's not being stopped.
Right. I grew up in that area, Scoot, so I'm very, very familiar. But what I'm asking you is, there's a reason. I don't like how this narrative been posed. Like it's just, you know, it's lawlessness and all of this stuff going on. There's a reason that there's crime and things going
on. Why don't you tell me?
Of this magnitude.
Tell me the reason.
Okay. Like there's a reason, Scoot. You've been here your whole life.
All right. Well, okay. We've established that you've got a reason. So tell us the reason.
Well, Scoot. First of all, there's no resources. No opportunities for the underprivileged, specifically the youth and minorities in the city. And it's been like this a long time, Scoot. And it starts from education, number one, okay? This state still has one of the worst education systems in a nation. How about you start there? How about you provide some opportunities for young people? You know, I don't think a lot of youth and young people in the city would be doing the things that we'd be doing if they had other opportunities available.
But I'll give you a bigger problem than that.
Their behavior.
Jonathan, I understand that. No, wait a minute.
Wait
a second.
Why is the narrative like murders? Scoot, murders, crime is up nationwide. I don't like all I'm hearing is whining and complaining. This is nothing new going on in the city. Do you see what's going on in Philly? How about you go check the murder rate in Philly? How about you go check the crime rate in Chicago?
Jonathan,
Baltimore.
I'm not on the air in Philly. I'm not on the air in Chicago. I'm on the air here. I was on the air in Philadelphia. I talked about that when I was in Philadelphia.
This is not a city thing. This is not a city
Jonathan,
thing.
Jonathan.
This is a nationwide crisis.
It is a nationwide problem, but it's worse in New Orleans than it is in surrounding areas. Therefore, the crime needs to be addressed. And when you, Jonathan, look, this may be the last time you listen to the show, but I'm not, Jonathan, no, let me talk for a minute. You talk about education, you tell me a kid out there that doesn't have a school to go to. Education's there, but it's not there for those who don't even care about being smart. And opportunities are there. There are job openings everywhere, but they're not job openings for people who don't want to work. So this is what needs to change. A concept of achieving things, a concept of hope, a concept of get off your ass and learn and do something and change the cycle. There's education available. It may not be the greatest in the country. I agree with you, and there are problems. And yes, there needs to be more resources. I agree with that. There needs to be more opportunities. But there are opportunities. There are jobs available everywhere, and education is available everywhere. But education doesn't help if a 15-year-old kid decides, I don't want to go to school anymore, and mom and dad say, if there is a dad, I don't care, it's okay, don't go to school. That is the problem, Jonathan, and that's what you're not addressing.
So, school, let me get this right. You're saying the education is there in the city
and the
resources are there? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there needs to be more resources, but there's education there. Let's just focus on education for a moment. There's education, but kids are just dropping out of school and their parents don't care.
You're saying the state of Louisiana has a good education system?
Jonathan, look, I'm going to end this conversation because you keep changing what I'm saying, and I'm not going to continue, okay? If this is the last time you listen to the show, so be it. But I'm not going to have you continue to just repeat what I'm saying. I didn't, and say things that I didn't say. I didn't say the education system was great. It means you're not listening. So if you want to listen and call us back, that's fine. But when I just tell you that the system is not that great, and then you come back and tell me right after that, oh, so you're saying the system is great? I mean, I can't deal with that kind of stupidity. I'm not going to on this show. You know, like, don't turn things around to fit your argument. There is education available. There are a lot of kids. There are a lot of children of color getting an education, and they're doing the right thing. But there are too many young people in this city who have been down, who have been led down the wrong path. They've been led down the wrong path. They have been taught the wrong things. They have been taught to always blame something else. They've been taught to blame. They're no job. Nobody's going to come to your house and give you a damn job. You've got to go get it. But there has to be a desire to go out and get the job and do it well enough to keep the job. There are job openings everywhere, and wages have gone up. And if you're 16 years old and just starting out, you shouldn't have a family. You should not have a family to raise. You should be able to, like, use the money that you're earning and work hard to step up. Stop this BS about it's the education. I know there are problems with education, but you can get an education. I went to East Jefferson at a time when East Jefferson, you know, I skated by. I had a severe case of obsessive compulsive disorder. That was a bad part of my life. I didn't study. I had a very high IQ, but I didn't do well in school. And nobody forced me. My parents didn't encourage me to do well. And the school didn't encourage me. But I don't blame it on the school. I blame it on me. But man, this is about human behavior. Stop this business about there's no education, there's no opportunities, because there are. But this is a myth. We had a reverend call this show recently and say the same BS on the air. There's no education, there's no opportunities. BS! There are opportunities. But somebody's not going to come place it in your lap. Nobody placed it in my lap. You got to go get it. And I know that my life is different from the lives of a lot of people. I understand that. But still, nobody gave me anything. Nobody gives you anything in life. Stop living with this idea that you got to give us something. Get off your ass and do the right thing. And doing the right thing also means not having children if you're 14, 15, 16 years old. That is a big part of the problem. That should be absolutely shamed. Make a mistake, have a child, whole different story. Having children as a career choice, it feeds the cluster of the few people that are creating the problem. And it is generational.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.